So last week we had a chance to begin the first parak of Hilchas Teshuva. And our focus last week was on the first half of Hilchas Teshuva. The truth is, I want to spend most of our time tonight in the second parak. But the first parak of Hilchas Teshuva, just a little bit in retrospect, there are really two halves to the first parak of Hilchas Teshuva. You have the first halacha and change, and then from the middle of the second halacha through the end of the parak. The latter half, and it sort of highlights the beginning by looking at the end. The latter half of the first parak, from a line or two into the halacha base through the end, is about the rules of kapara and how you get different mechaparim. And the Rambam stresses that even when one brings a karban, as he says in halacha base, one brings a karban, but it's still going to be with tshuva. V'hu sha'asa tshuva. And then he goes on to talk about, he reminds Halacha Gimel, now that we have no Beis HaMikdash, Kapara comes through Tshuva. And then Halacha Dali tells us that even nowadays, Kapara Tshuva will sometimes work in conjunction with other Mechaprim. And that's rooted in Mishnayos in the very end of Maseches Yuma, the different Chiluke Kapara, the different degrees of Chet, and how severe one is. Will Tshuva serve to erase the Avera entirely, or do you need Tshuva plus Yom Kippur, sometimes a severe Avera, Tshuva plus Yom Kippur plus personal suffering? And then the fourth, deepest level of Chet is Chilul Hashem, which all of those serve to mitigate, but only at the end of one's life will the Avera of Chilul Hashem be entirely erased from the record. So that's the latter half of the first parak of Hilchas Teshuva, and highlights the fact that that's not the essence of Teshuva. The Rambam presents sort of like that. The second point about Teshuva is that Teshuva achieves kapara. Teshuva achieves a deletion of an avera. But that's not how he opens Hilchas Teshuva. He opens the first parak of Hilchas Teshuva instead by talking about the mitzvah to do Teshuva. And as we saw last time, that was our focus in the previous year, was that the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah is that it's the mitzvah, this mitzvah is a mitzvah of articulating, of verbalizing one's tshuva. As we discussed last time, the fact, if I have a difficulty avoiding Lashon Hara, I have difficulty keeping kashrus, I have difficulty being honest in my business transactions, whatever it is. So the fact that I need to change that tomorrow, so that's, I don't need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me that. That's already some other mitzvah. There's an avera not to speak Lashon Hara. So next time it comes up, the avera of Lashon Hara mandates that I avoid it. The halachas of honesty mandate that I be honest next time. And so on and so forth. So that's the Rambam. That's probably part of what drove the Rambam to understand. So last time, unlike the Ramban, who seems to regard tshuva itself per se as a mitzvah, the Rambam understands that the mitzvah of tshuva is to go about doing the tshuva in a particular way. One could have imagined engaging personal change entirely mentally and behaviorally. In other words, one could have imagined just going through understanding that something needs to change and acting on it, which would be impressive. But that's not the mitzvah of tshuva. That's the mitzvah of whatever the specific areas I'm grappling with. To add to that, the mitzvah of tshuva is to verbalize, to give verbal expression to that process. Not only go through it mentally and then act upon it, but to go through it mentally and verbally. And that's what we saw last time. That's the Rama opens. The mitzvah is to do vidui. As Eli pointed out that in the Kotaret, he presents it as a composite mitzvah, to do tshuva, and as a part of that tshuva, one engages in vidui. So it is a mitzvah of tshuva, but it's a more robust mitzvah of tshuva. It's a tshuva with verbalization. Now we come to, so that's how the Rambam opens Hilchas Teshuva. Teshuva as a mitzvah and teshuva as a mechaper, the two halves of the first parak. Teshuva as a mitzvah is that it be verbalized, and not only is teshuva a mitzvah and verbalizing one's personal change, verbalizing one's personal odyssey is one of the Tariq mitzvahs HaTorah, to have specifically a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also one needs to keep in mind the other side of the coin. The tshuva is not only a mitzvah, but the tshuva will actually impact everything else. If I make a change, if I make this change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even delete the previous aver. One could be mechaper for that aver. with that in mind, with those two sides of the coin in mind, so now we come to Perek Beis, where they begin to dissect what are the different levels of tshuva. What are different levels of tshuva? How does one go about doing tshuva? That's all going to come in the second parak. So let's begin. So Parak Beis Halacha Aleph, he presents, let's take a look first just at the opening sentences of Parak Beis Halacha Aleph and Parak Beis Halacha Beis. Ezoi tshuva gemura, that's Parak Aleph, and Mohi HaTshuva is Halacha Beis. So he's going to begin by telling us what the ideal is, and then he's going to work backwards in Halacha Beis to talk about what is the essence of tshuva. So let's take a look step by step. Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Ezoi tshuva gemur. What is an ideal, a complete tshuva? The Rambam says, complete tshuva is Zeshebali ado davar sha'avar bo, v'efshab yadul asos, u'peirash v'lo asa. The ideal tshuva is the situation comes around again, and I could do it again, I have the opportunity, and I don't take the opportunity to do the ched. And this time around, I hold myself back. Why? Because of my tshuva. Lo miyira, lo mikishlon koach. I really had the same opportunity as last time. It wasn't that this time I feel less secure in doing that vera. It's not that this time I no longer have the ability to do that vera. I no longer have the desire to do it. But ketzad, Rambam says, let's put some flesh on these bones. Let's give an example. Let's talk about pretty severe avera. Talk about a fellow who had relations outside of marriage, or had relations with his own wife when she's a nida, some sort of bia asura. It sounds like he's not talking about ishto nida. Relations with someone other than my wife, whether she was married to someone else, and it's an iser karis yahar gal yavar, even if she was a single woman. But ba'al isha ba'aver. And then later, at some later point, he once again has the same opportunity. Who made ba'ava soba, he's still attracted to her. V'koach gufo, he still has the same physical ability and physical drive. Medina sha'avar ba, interesting. He's even in the same place, he's in the same culture. And that speaks to something I think we made reference to in passing last week. The Rambam in the beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchos Deos, where he opens up the social mitzvahs, the mitzvahs and aveir shebidanam l'chaveiro, by talking about the powerful impact that society, the environment has on a person. So he points to that as one of the variables here. It's only going to be the same situation if I'm in the same culture. If I'm in a different cultural background, if I'm in a different society, where maybe this isn't as acceptable, or this isn't going to be as, I don't have the same peer pressure, so that's also not the same. So everything's the same. The same desire, the same drive, the same opportunity, the same societal comfort as I would have had last time, the same social pressure for or against as I would have had last time. Upirish v'lo avar. But he chooses, despite the fact that all the environment is identical, he makes a different choice. Zehu bal tshuva gemur. That person has completed the process of tshuva. That's a total tshuva. Hu sheshlomo omer, and he suggests that this is already a pasuk near the end of Koheles. U'zechoros barayecha b'bein b'churosecha. Remember Ribono Shel Olam when you're still young. Ad shel yavo yimei hara v'yigiv shanim esher tamar ein li b'hem chefetz. Before a person reaches a point in his life where he's no longer interested. He's no longer interested in that avera, so one missed one's choice, well, missed one's chance, excuse me, to really, to see tshuva through to the last, to the nth degree. In lo shavla, in ziknuso, I'm going to say, let's say for a fellow only does, a fellow committed this chet in his youth. Thank you, Jake. In lo shavel b'mei ziknusa, but if the fellow did not take Shlomo's advice, he didn't do tshuva when he was still young. Got a point in his life where be'eshiyev shalasos mashayosan. It's no longer an option. It's no longer doable. It's, years later, which again he's given the example of Isurei Bia, and it has to do with the age. It could be many other chatan. It could be an employment related chet. There's a lack of integrity. And he does tshuva when he's moved on to a different job. He's moved on to a different set of responsibilities. He no longer has He no longer has the opportunity to violate the chet that he did. No longer in the position to embezzle in the way they did, or to falsify documents the way they did. And so that Ram says that's not. What does he say? Afa pisha ain't tshuva gemula. It's not ideal. It's not excellent tshuva. Mo'elus hilo ubal tshuvahu. It will work, and you are about tshuva. It is a pair of phrases. It's interesting. It works. Often you hear Ram say it works. It works, and you are about tshuva. It goes on to say, don't think that there's ever a statute of limitations on tshuva. Avar kol yama v'asa tshuva v'yom misaso. Fellow's life was littered with chet. And the last day of his life, and the day he dies is that tshuva. Meis b'tshuva so, but he carries through that tshuva to the moment, to the last moment of his life. Kol v'anosav nimchalam. His averis will all be erased. Because that's how those psukim continue. That he began with that quote from Kohelas. The previous quote from Kohelas was the first pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, the last chapter of Kohelas. He says, but let's move on to the second pasuk. Until the sun sets, until it's nighttime. And the clouds roll away after the rain. Shehu yoma misa. That whole the closing section of Kohelas is very, very poetic and is understood generally to be metaphorical. This is one of the metaphors. So the metaphor continues. It would be ideal to have remembered Ribbono Shalom b'mei b'chur osecha. But as long as the sun hasn't set in a person's life, im zachar boro v'shav kom shamus neslachlo. It's going to work. So a few things stand out in this Rambam. The most recent point, that pair of terms, Rambam says, even if the tshuva wasn't ideal, but mo'elos hilo and bal tshuva hu. That sounds like those are two different statements. It worked, and I am a bal tshuva. If you like lamdish terminology, you would say, one's a din the chefza, one's a din the gavra. What do you mean that the tshuva worked? Tshuva worked. The tefillin worked. I put in tefillin, it worked. So presumably he's thinking back to the parak aleph, right? And in reverse order. Mo'elos hilo means, as he goes on to say, avonos and mchala, that it worked. I did a chet when I had the opportunity, and after the opportunity leaves me, I look back in retrospect, I realize what was I doing, and I go through the process of tshuva, which is going to describe in the coming halacha. So it works. It works in the sense that I'll still get mechilas avonos, and more than that, I am a bal tshuva. There's more to, as we say in the last paragraph, there's more to tshuva. Tshuva isn't just a way of deleting chet. Tshuva is something more than that. And it's a status that I wear. It's a badge. It's a crown that I wear. I am a bal tshuva. He returns to that in Perek Zion, where after getting involved in a lot of other topics, talking about Ikari Amuna and Bechira Chafsh and so on, over the Perek Zion, he sort of returns for a parak to the topic of tshuva, but not to talk about the mitzvah of tshuva or the process of tshuva, but to talk about what it is to be a bal tshuva and the incredible spiritual value of being a bal tshuva and the way in which tshuva impacts people. So there's more to tshuva than just dealing with a problem. More than just I have the chet on my on the debit side, I better delete it. So tshuva is the way to tshuva is the eraser. There's something more than just that. I have become a bal tshuva. I've reclassified myself as a person of tshuva, which makes you wonder what exactly is that something? What is there other than avera deletion? Avera deletion sounds like a great thing to do, but what else is there? And the other question is, the question that's left hanging is, going back to the beginning of the halacha, he said, oh, the tshuva gemura, the tshuva she'ene gemura. Tshuva gemura, you hit it while it's still, you still have the opportunity to do it again, and I didn't. So the Rambam hasn't clarified, though, why it matters. Because either way, I've also mechalim. You could have gotten the more complete tshuva earlier when you still had the opportunity to do it again. You didn't take the opportunity. But anyhow, avonos and mechalim. So, and what am I gaining? And the more conceptual question is, why should it matter? The Rambam makes it sound as though tshuva only is completed when I come to that situation again. Now that was, if you read the language carefully, go back to the beginning of the of Halacha Aleph. Tshuva Gemura is when tshuva Gemura is shabali yado davar shavar ba, etc., etc., velo asa. If I do that, haray hu bal tshuva Gemura. You are, you're that type of ideal bal tshuva. But even if not, you're still a bal tshuva. So again, number one, there's this bal tshuva concept floating around. There's something more than just chet deletion, which we'd like to understand. And then, moreover, it seems that you only get that when you, the more complete sense of tshuva is only going to come when you come to that situation again. You would have thought that tshuva is something that happens earlier. That's maybe an indicator. That'll be the litmus test. If I went through a complete tshuva process, it was so good, the tshuva was so thorough, that when I come to the situation again, I act differently. So that's a great indicator that I've actually, something happened inside of me. But it's interesting that Rambam doesn't just say, now we know you're about tshuva gemura. It sounds like, now you are about tshuva gemura. It's not, the coming to the situation again is itself a part of the process. It's interesting. So much so that if you can't come to the situation again, so you'll never complete that process. So why should that be so, and why does it matter? What do you say?
Theoretically, because until you get faced with it again, you don't really... I guess it's easy to say that I'm not going to do it again, and I'm sorry, and all that, but until you come to the situation where it's faced with it again, then
right.
You don't really know that.
Why isn't that
you meant it.
Why isn't that the test, then?
Maybe that's what it is, that
I'm not sure. Well, we'll see where we're going. We'll see what the Rambam does in Perek Beis. Excuse me, in Halacha Beis. You would have expected, if tshuva is about, I think these two pieces really come together, the two problems. In other words, if tshuva is just about chet deletion, so then if I feel, if I've changed, so what does it matter if another comes up again or not? If tshuva is really all about what was yesterday, so then what does it matter if it will happen again? It's probably true of something more than that. But then the question is, right, to the extent, as you're saying, that the process hasn't been completed until it actually happens. But we need to understand it a little more. So I think if you look at the second halacha, we may get some more insight. Mohi HaTshuva. It's interesting further, the Rambam, the master of organization, you would have expected him to start, right, with halacha beis and then go halacha out. What's tshuva? And then let's talk about, you know, his ideal and reverses suboptimal. Because in Halacha Alfi, he deals with both. It's not even that Halacha Alfi deals with the optimal and then Halacha Beis deals with suboptimal. Halacha Alfi already dealt with Tshuva Gemura and Tshuva She'eni Gemura. And Halacha Beis, Moya Tshuva. Something's going on here. So it may be that Halacha Alf is going to give us some more insight. Is it serves as an introduction to Halacha Beis? Let's see. Moya Tshuva, what is this Tshuva that we're speaking of? Because remember, ironically, Perek Aleph, he never got around to defining tshuva, because Perek Aleph's focus is really, when you do tshuva, make sure there's a vidui. And then he mentions another point, which is, and tshuva also serves to grant kapara. And then he said, halacha aleph, and there are multiple layers of tshuva. It comes in different degrees. And now let's actually come back to sort of the heart, which is, well, what is this tshuva? Had the mitzvah been tshuva, had the Rambam agreed with the Ramban, he probably would have started Hilchot Tshuva with Perek Beis Halacha Beis. There's a mitzvah say of tshuva, and here's what it is. But that wasn't the mitzvah. So he comes to it sort of more circuitously. Although, as we'll see, there already were hints to it. Mohi HaTshuva. Hu she'yazov ha'chotei chet'o. Let's read this. Language is very, very rich. Let's just sort of read the words first. We'll savor the language, and then we'll try to analyze. The sinner lets go of his chet, it puts it out of his mind. It clearly doesn't mean, as we'll see in a moment, it doesn't mean that you sort of block out the fact that you made that mistake. So after, what does it mean? You make a firm commitment not to do it again. That's probably what Yisrael Machshavto means. It means you put it out, not put it out of your memory, but put it out of your thought process, your decision-making process going forward. A familiar pasuk, one of the most famous psukim Yeshayahu. That's why we read it on Tanis Dibur. Yazov Rasha Da'kovi Ish Ave Machshavosav. V'chein Yisnachem Al She'avar. And as well, you should regret what was in the past. Shene'emar ki acharei shuvi nichamti. Acharei hivadi safakti al yarech. After doing tshuva, after coming back, nichamti, I felt terrible about the past. And after I came to understand, to know, so I slapped my thigh in regret. And Ribbono Shalom, who knows everything which is hidden, Yodea Ta'alumos, it's a very interesting term to use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's apropos here. He who knows the innermost crevices of the human psyche, Yo'idolav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can testify about this person, Shlo Yoshuvo Zechet La'olam, he will never return to this chat. Sh'nemar v'lo nomar oda lokeinu ma'ase yadeinu, asher b'cha yurucham yosom. We will no longer term, they're speaking specifically of Odozaro, never again term, deify what we've made with our own hands. And then, don't forget, you have to verbalize this. Everything that we've said has to be said aloud. Okay, it goes on to say in Halacha Gimel that, of course, just to see the very first line, if you're just going to say a vidui, but not actually say the words, but you don't actually have a commitment to change the future, that's purposeless. Don't think that's only about vidui, but vidui needs to be a critical part of real tshuva. What tshuva is the thoughts and the commitments, the mental, emotional, moral commitments in one's mind and heart that we just mentioned, and then one's going to add on to that, take that, once it's true inside, express it verbally. So what do you see about the language here? Tshuva is to abandon the chet, put it out of your mind, commit not to do it again. V'yisnachem al she'avar. And plus, v'chein, you feel bad about the past. So what's the first part and then the second part? And the third part is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, it's so deep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you don't plan to do it again. The fourth part was, I'm going to be misvada, verbally, all the things we just spoke about. But what was one and two? One was, Yazov achotei cheto yisrei machshav yigmar v'libo, versus v'chein as well, yisnachem ha-she'avar. Sounds like there's a more critical part of that first list, and then also v'chein, also part two is nachem al shavar. You feel terrible, but you regret the past. So what was part one? How would you, in a phrase, yazov chetao yisirenim achshavto v'yigmar belibo? And he quoted a pasuk. Right? There was a need to quote that pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yazov rasha darkov yishav and machshav asav. Let the Rasha abandon his path. And this man of oven, this man of sin, this person of dishonesty, let him abandon his machshavos. Clearly, that's Yazov, the Yazov, and the Yisrael machshavto. That language is being drawn from the pasuk Yeshayahu. So, what's he driving? What's the Rambam driving at? What is this first part? Right. Then we'll come back soon to that same circumstance again. Right, becoming a new person, that's a critical point. And what Ram seems to be saying, the first line is probably all about the future. And that's why I was saying, Yisrael Machshavta doesn't mean you forget that you did the chet. If anything, Yisnachem HaShavar, how are you going to forget you did the chet if you're going to also feel bad about it? Yisrael Machshavta, and Ish Oven Machshav Osav, he's been Ozev Machshavta, it's been Ozev Darko. It's the path that I'm on. I'm changing my trajectory. To be Ozev Darko. So the first line is about the future. And V'chein, you also feel bad about She'avar. I'm also going to regret the past. And what's fascinating, what catches my attention in this Rambam specifically, is sort of the downgrading But usually we think about tshuva as primarily, dealing with the past, regretting the past, erasing the past, changing the past. For the Rambam, that's not the main piece. The main piece is where am I going to be tomorrow? Yazov cheto, I'm ozev my chet, ozev aziva sachet. For the Rambam, doesn't mean I feel bad what happened yesterday. That's what you get to the next line. Aziva sachet means yazov darko. I'm changing my. Sounds like I'm leaving that behind me. I'm leaving that behind. That's not where I'm at anymore. And that's why v'yigmar belibo, there's a firm commitment. It's not just, hazy, that's how I want to be. I make a gemiras das is a halachic concept, right, in terms of a firm commitment to go ahead to close on a deal. So I close on the deal between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between me and myself. This is off the table for the future. And then he's Rambam says as well, but sounds almost as though it's like a secondary piece, is not only should there be firm commitment that tomorrow will be different, but I also need to grapple with, need to process yesterday. And I need to, it's not enough that it just be tomorrow's going to, I'm happy that it happened, when I was a teenager I did this and that, I'm okay with that, but it's not, I've grown past that. No, that's line one. But line two, v'chein, is nachem moshe avar. There also has to be a recognition that, and that's recognition, but also emotionally, I have to regret what I did yesterday. But then he comes back again to talking about tomorrow. Because I think for the Rambam, that's the ikir. What we're looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to testify about is not that he really deeply regrets yesterday, but that he plans to not do this again. And in Halacha Gimel, that line that we read, when he wants to say a fake, shallow verbalization without real tshuva, what he said was, you're misvazed, but you didn't do what? Logar Malibo La'azov. Because that's for the Rambam. The essence of tshuva is their real commitment to be different tomorrow. And take a look at how he puts it. Kol mitzvah debet dvarim v'lo garm b'libu la'azov. A fellow verbalizes, says the vidui, klap tachet, but has no, it didn't say he doesn't feel, he may feel bad by yesterday. But he didn't make a firm commitment to be different tomorrow. And that's not uncommon. Right? But both of these half tshuvas are not uncommon. Where I am commitment to, admit that one may be less common, what the Rambam is looking for. I'm committed to yesterday, even if I haven't yet, I'm committed to be different tomorrow, even though I haven't yet fully processed yesterday. But what's perhaps more common, if the Rambam apparently ineffective, is I really feel bad yesterday, but I don't really have any plan to not repeat it tomorrow. I feel terrible. I feel sorry. And it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. That's what I was saying. You're misvada b'dvarim. But there's no firm commitment. Logan b'libu l'azov. No firm commitment to abandon this track. I raise a domo tovo sheretz b'yado. That's he understands the Gemara's metaphor. The fellow's holding a dead mouse in his hand, which is a source of tumah. And without letting go of the dead mouse, he jumps into the mikvah. He's supposed to let go. And then after you let go of the source of tumah, then you go to mikvah, the mikvah's matar. If you jump into the mikvah still holding the sheretz, the mikvah obviously is going to be worthless. So the Gemara says that gives that as an image to describe an ineffective tshuva. So the Rashi understands it differently. Rashi understands in Maseches Tanis that the case the Gemara is comparing to that is a fellow's doing tshuva for having stolen, but he hasn't yet returned the stolen goods. You still have stolen goods in your house. What type of tshuva? What type of faker? But for the Rambam, Rambam doesn't talk about it that I haven't let go of yesterday's chet. It's that I haven't made a commitment about tomorrow. Ain tshuva mo'elz at shi'al shel chasheres. As he says, modev ozev yirucham. That's pasuk kodesh. A person is modev, meaning he says vidoy ve'ozev. The Rambam appears to mean to change trajectory, to abandon my trajectory. Then yirucham. I think that also ties through everything we saw up until now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then in Halacha Aleph, Parag Aleph, his mm-hmm. definition of what Vidoy is was mostly focused on the past. So how do we get both to...
That's a great question. It's an excellent question. Let's take a look back there. Ano Hashem, Chatasi, Parag Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Ketad Mitzvadeh. Ana Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati Lefanecha. I did such and such a chet. And that's how he goes on to say in Law Paragraph Law again. Mozart Lefrot Zachet. You have to be specified. Okay, so start by saying, here's the data. Vasisi Kach Vakach. And I did XYZ. And for the Rama, I can't just say Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. I have to specify what it is that I did. The Hare, and here we go. Nichamti Uvoshu Maasai. I regret it. I'm embarrassed. Ula Olam Eini Chozo Davazet. And I will never again return to this. I'm not going to repeat this. He goes on to say, that's your core vidoy, if you want to call Marbury as a Meshubach, but that's your core, that's your vidoy in a nutshell. That's you're asking, the order here is different. Right? I would guess the order here is different because when I'm actually talking about it, so I'm not being a lamdan. I'm talking about it, I'm going to talk about it in chronological order. Here's what I did. I feel terrible about the past. Right now, here's what I did in the past. Right now, I feel terrible about it, and I plan in the future not to do it again. So that's. But the Rambam in Perek Beis is defining. So in defining tshuva, he puts the most critical component first, even though chronologically it doesn't come first. I think. I think that also explains why the fact that the Rambam could present coming to it again as actually an essential part, a finishing of the tshuva itself. Because that only begins to fall into place once you understand for the Rambam, the change of trajectory is the tshuva. That's the prime piece of the tshuva, that tomorrow is going to be different. As Rambam says, if there is no real tomorrow, so you're really missing a big piece of your tshuva. Because once you're at the point it can't happen again, so hypothetically, were it to happen again, I would do differently. But you know that's not the case. So then your tshuva is profoundly deficient. It's still enough to achieve kaparas avonos. It's still enough to say I am a changed person. But and it also comes back to what Jake said. Now, for the Rambam, the very essence of tshuva is not really chet deletion. The essence of tshuva is personal change. It's I'm a different person. That's what he said. To the point that Kadosh Baruch would say, he wouldn't do this again. I'm different. So the chet, and that's why in Perek Aleph, that it may be he's already setting us up for this from the beginning by pointing out there's tshuva and then there's chet deletion. But tshuva is more than just chet deletion. If you see tshuva as primarily a way of control Z in the past, so chet deletion really is the essence of tshuva. I undo the past, and then I no longer require an onus. For the Rambam, the essence of tshuva is I'm a different person, which is why I'm going to act differently next time. I'm on a different trajectory now. I'm not the person I used to be.
Self improvement,
right? And sort of as an I don't want to say an afterthought, but a secondary piece is if I'm going to deeply change, say I'm ultimately going to grapple with the past also. But that's not the essence of what it is. And it sounds from Lacha Gimel that if all I did is make a change for the future, but I haven't really processed the past. The Rambam sounds like I did do a significant tshuva, not an entire tshuva, it's not complete, but it sounds as if the Rambam, if I stole, and I haven't yet returned the stolen goods, the stolen funds, but I make a firm commitment never to do it again, that is a meaningful tshuva. That's not Tov L'Sheretz B'Yadu. Obviously it's not complete, obviously I'm still a Baal Aveira, I'm holding on to stolen goods, that's not okay. But it is true. I mean, I haven't yet dealt with the Heshes Zagzela, but I have begun to fulfill in a partial but meaningful way the mitzvah of tshuva.
The mitzvah part has two parts to it. It's not only confession alone is one part, but actually the course of conduct is the second part. So, because in his introduction he says that he should repent from his sin
right
before God and confess.
Right.
Conjunctive.
Right. Right, which is why he said, you can't just, to do vidui alone is not a mitzvah whatsoever. Vidui needs to be a part of a tshuva process. But to just engage a tshuva process and never to verbalize it, you've changed whatever else you changed, but you didn't do this mitzvah. This mitzvah is to verbalize my process of personal change. If I'm going through a process of self-improvement, so it needs to be a conversation that Kadosh Baruch. Okay, there's more to say about this. Next week we're not going to meet. I'm sorry, I have back-to-school nights, back-to-back-to-back. I'm sure some of you do also. Emet Hashem the week after, and then I think the week after that also, we're going to get back to Wednesday nights. Okay.
Thank you
so much.